This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Nuggets fans are lining a parade route through downtown Denver to get a glimpse of the Nuggets players, who are now NBA champions. Hoku General Lau saw them through her camera.
Jokic, Murray, Gordon, all of them. As many as I could get.
The parade ends at Civic Center Park, where an expected 500,000 people are gathering to celebrate the Nuggets championship. The crowd and some closed-off streets could tie up downtown Denver into the early afternoon. Denver's LGBTQ community is creating the city's first queer cultural district. Co-founder Zach Kotel says the goal of the Lavender Hill District is to showcase the history, the current state, and the future of the LGBTQ movement in Denver.
We're kind of just trying to create more of a cohesive sense of space in a specific area of town. Everybody that we've approached with this idea, I've heard nothing but positivity and excitement. People are like, why doesn't this already exist?
The district will cover parts of several Denver neighborhoods: Capitol Hill, City Park West, Cheeseman Park, Baker, and Five Points. The number of people experiencing homelessness in El Paso County went down this year, according to a new annual report. The survey from the Pikes Peak Continuum of Care shows about 1,300 people were unhoused in January. That's down by more than 100 compared to last year. Aspen Skiing Company wants to make some changes at Snowmass Mountain Resort, and people can now give their opinions on the project. The Forest Service is taking public comment on the plan to replace or realign ski lifts and make new trails. If it's approved, the work would begin next summer. Snowmass operates in the National Forest under a special use permit. In Aspen, it's 57 degrees, Denver 65. This is CPR News and KRCC.